Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have some epic shows lined up coming in the future. And today we are going to talk about reasons why you should consider staying on property. It kind of goes hand in hand with our core belief of, you know, being immersed in the Disney magic. And although it is pricier to stay on property, or it could be, there are many, many, many reasons why we believe that it would be the best benefit for you. So,
well, depending.
Right. Listen, I'm just going to throw it out there and be totally honest. I love staying on property. Like, if I have a choice between staying on or off, I'm going to choose on.
There's yeah, no if money's no issue, then staying on property is obviously what you want to do.
Yeah, I get it, you know. But sometimes, you know, if you weigh the pros and cons and then you weigh in, you know, some of the costs, and we're going to go over all these, you know, little minor details that you might find staying off property ends up costing sometimes similar. You know, when the value and the moderate come out, especially with the discounts and deals they do, keep on the lookout. What I always tell friends is to log into the Disney World's website and register your name, put in as if you're paying for a package, and then actually don't pay, like don't check out. And then usually Disney, once they have your email address, they capture it and they will send you some offers so you can be in the loop for special offers. But of course, there's advertisements on TV. If you follow Disney on their Facebook page, they're consistently trying to find ways to entice people to go down. And even with the economy being better and more people supposedly being able to afford to go down, they still have these offers. Like I remember a few years ago, Bruce and I were arguing, shocker. remember this, Brucey? When we were talking about...
I don't
about...
even say it yet.
When we were talking about free dining, and you're like, I think they're gonna do away with it, and I was like, no, same.
I see that every year.
You do, and every year, you know, they announce it, and we're the first ones to book our package because
we love the free dining too, because we go at the they always do the free dining on like I don't want to say off peak times, but
it is it's an off peak time.
We always go those times.
And you know what? It's like the icing on the cake for us because we were probably going to go then anyway.
Right.
Don't tell Disney that.
I know. Exactly. So we get an added bonus of we always like to go in the off times and you get free dining on top of that.
That's awesome. So, all right. Reasons why you should consider staying on property. I mean, like I said, obviously, if you have to choose, I'm sure you would want to. But really, it comes down to being in the center of it all and really being immersed in the Disney experience, the cast members. Don't you agree, Bruce? Like, being in there is without a doubt.
Yeah, I like the convenience of being everything being kind of relatively close. So you wake up, you know, my favorite thing to do is wake up in the morning and go early, early, get a cup of coffee somewhere. And I like that you can just wake up and walk to the you know, the quick service or the coffee shop. If you, let's say, at the Polynesian, like we are, go to the Kona Cafe, get a cup of coffee, walk, take a walk around the grounds, hear the music playing and just relax. Like rather than waking up, getting in your car, driving in the Orlando traffic to get a coffee, then going back to the room and then driving all the way back. It's just much more relaxing just to wake up and walk out your door.
Yeah. And I think that, again, it's something that I want to make sure that our listeners really, that we're really actually conveying to our listeners that, you know, it's those little details and those little things that you don't end up planning that end up being the most memorable and them has the most meaning and magic to your vacation. And like Bruce said, you know, getting up, being in the actual resort, seeing the cast members, they're all so friendly. You know, it really puts you into that vacation mode, but also that you truly have gone to a different place, a different world. Like
yeah.
It doesn't feel like, you know, you are even in Florida. Like you just forget it all and you're in this magical place that, you know, only exists like in fairy tales. It sounds corny. I just realized.
Always does when you talk about Disney, though. But you know what?
I might be going overboard.
No, I don't think you are. I think that there is something about the fact that, you know, leaving the Disney grounds does bring you back to, you know, when you're in the Disney property, you're in the parks, you're enveloped in the Disney brand. You know, when you do leave the park or go outside of the Disney property, you're right back into reality. Although the Orlando area outside is really nice. And, you know, it is vacation-y, but you still realize that you're not on Disney property.
Yeah. Like, no, without a doubt. Orlando, Kissimmee, like, one of, like, they're all, like, beautiful places to see. And if you want, if that's the reason why you want to stay off property so you can explore other parts of Florida, oh my gosh, we've done that a million times. Like, it's totally amazing. But if you're really going to Florida to be in the Disney vacation, you know, you're doing all the parks, I highly recommend staying on property because, like Bruce said, so once you leave the Disney area, the gates of Disney, you are in the thick of it all where it's not necessarily easy to get point A to point B. And even though we talk about renting a car all the time, which is awesome, once you leave the gate, everything is more spread out. And we have found that when we decide to book a hotel that even is advertised, you know, 5 or 10 minutes from Walt Disney World, it ends up being 30 minutes because of the traffic. So that to me is a little bit more, I guess, I don't want to say annoying, but it's like that's one of the things I miss about staying on property when we do that.
Yeah, travel time's more.
Travel time is greater, absolutely. So that is definitely something that you should consider when the reason why you should consider staying on property, number one. Number two.
Actually, hold on. Let me go back to number one when it comes to convenience. We talk a lot about maybe taking a break halfway through. And when you're staying off property, that becomes more challenging. You know, I think the last couple times we went, we stayed off property.
We have. We do a mixture of, and you know what? I think it's good.
And what we're doing.
It really is. I think for us, it's good, especially since we are able to, like, report back and kind of share our different types of experiences with everybody. And not everybody can sometimes afford. It's like you said, if we go off peak, it's a lot easier to say that we're going to stay on property. We get a good discount. But if you're going peak season, the room usually doubles in price, and it really makes you second guess the whole staying on property.
Yeah, and if you stay at a resort that has, you know, like a Port Orleans that has a lot of people there, on peak time, it can get quite crowded. When you stay off property, you know, maybe you have like your own house that you rented or a vacation house, you can kind of feel a little bit private.
Totally. Can I get into the next one? Because this one is kind of the same. The dining plan. I don't think that many people know that you need to stay on property to utilize the dining plan. I had this question come up just last week, actually. A friend of ours is heading down, and I'm helping her with planning. And, you know, she thought it was something she could just add on, you know, as I think she was originally going to rent a house, like you had said. But no, you have to be, you have to stay on resort to be able to utilize the dining plan. And for me, the dining plan is like huge because it takes the stress of where we're going to eat, what we're going to do. Granted, you can make reservations while not having a dining plan, but for some reason I'm so obsessed with, you know, every restaurant choice is like, I see the prices and then I get all nervous. And then when we're down there and we don't have the dining plan, it's like I'm obsessed with food because I know that we don't have the dining plan, which makes me want to have it's like this whole vicious cycle.
It's not that you want to be cheap when you're at the restaurants down there, but when you're not on the dining plan and you go with 5 or 6 people, you know it's going to be pricey. So you always kind of have the thought in the back of your mind of like, don't order that. That's too much money.
You
know, maybe the value is not there for the amount of dollars that they charge. But when it comes to having the dining plan, that's not an issue. You just go to whatever you want.
Okay, so obviously we tend to get the free dining plan, which if you can utilize a free dining plan, that's like awesome. And you should definitely, if you are staying, quick tip, if you're staying and you have your reservation booked and they happen to announce free dining during the time of your vacation, call right away and see if you can change your reservation and get that free dining because I'm telling you, it's so worth it. You will thank me after. So it's a little bit more legwork and you have to remember to call. And sometimes, you know, if you are hooked on a particular resort with a particular room, they might not be offering the dining plan for that particular room or resort, but hang tight because sometimes they open up, but if you have to change, trust me, it's worth it. But anyway, yeah. So I just rambled.
You always do. And then I get yelled at when I interrupt you.
You don't get yelled at. Everybody's just teasing you. Listen, I think you need to interrupt me because this would be the most boring podcast ever. Because I just blah, blah. I don't want it to be like a schooling. Like, I want it to be a fun podcast where we can give our opinions. Because I think you and I, what makes us so great is that we both differ in opinions.
You just called us great.
I did?
You said what makes us so great.
What makes us so great? Yeah, I'm saying it.
No editing. I'm not editing that out.
You're not editing that?
Nope.
I am so happy.
No, I agree with you. Listen, this is, we want the podcast to be fun and energetic and, you know, that's just our nature. We do, we are like that in real life.
We really are.
Each other and like, we're competitive and, you know, we want to really have the last word. So that translated right to this podcast episode. Well, not just this episode, but every episode.
No, it's no joke. Like, we are who we are from the podcast to our daily life.
Yeah, like our family sporting events get really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Our family sporting events.
2 out of 3 wins. Nope. All right. You lose 3 out of 5. 5 out of 7.
How about who can buckle the first one? Who's the first one to buckle them when we get into the car?
That's true.
It's like literally 7:30 in the morning.
Same thing when it's like we get onto Space Mountain, you know, you got to get, oh, I'm going to get the front seat. I'm going to get the front seat. You got to like race. You like knock each other over to get to the front seat. Our kids are like knocking each other over.
I always thought that's normal. I thought it was not, you know, abnormal that people don't do that.
I don't know if that's normal. That's all I know. So maybe it's normal to us. That's for sure.
The buckling in the morning thing, I guess that can be a little extreme. That's kind of weird. Like our neighbors are looking at us as we're trying to all get in the car.
Tackle each other before we get. All right, we're getting way off topic here.
All right, sorry. So the dining plan.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
The dining plan. Okay. And the fact that it relieves that. It really makes you feel like you're in an all-inclusive resort and you don't have to worry as much. And like I said earlier, was that when I don't have the dining plan, I feel like it's like when you tell a kid no, they're obsessed with getting what.
Yes. I always want to get certain things on the menu, but then I realize that I have to pay for it.
You second guess it.
I'm like, ugh, I really well, you want to that.
But you are paying for the dining plan. It just doesn't feel like, well, you're not.
No, you do pay for it up front, but there's just something else about it that it takes that, should I order that, out of your equation. Because you pay for the set price and you just get whatever you want.
Yeah, and you can totally chill out and relax and not care and order the ribs because guess what?
If you order the cheap stuff, it might save you money to order off the menu, but you still have to think about it.
Totally. Yep, just like I ordered lobster mac and cheese at the Coral Reef. It was the best thing ever.
You would have never gotten that if we had to pay.
No, I will tell you right now I would not have. Yeah. And it was incredible and worth, you know, so, you know. Yeah. So, okay. So being on the dining plan is something that is definitely a reason why you should consider staying on property. The next one, I'm going to probably talk all by myself on this one because Bruce doesn't really care too much about this, but shopping and charging onto your room account. So shopping, huge. When you're in the parks, especially.
Well, I do care about this. You know why?
No.
Because I don't have to hold the stuff that you buy.
That, yes, you're absolutely right. Like our mugs that we buy and we're so, and they're fragile because every time we go down, we all buy a mug. It's a family tradition. And, you know, it takes us a while to find that perfect mug. And once we do, we're usually at a, you know, at a park or wherever, and we don't want to necessarily carry it for the rest of the night. So, yeah.
Well, you always find that mug too. Maybe it's like you just get there and you find that one mug and you just been there for an hour and you know you have 10 more hours to go. You're like, I don't really want to carry this all around.
Makes you second guess it, right?
Well, it makes you not want to buy it because I don't want to carry it. Certainly don't want to carry everybody else's mug too.
Bruce is out. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm out.
He's out of the store.
I won't even go in the store still. Well, I will if we're staying on property because like you said, you could just have it shipped right back to your room.
That is an incredible thing that I love.
Like, I wish I could do that at home.
Right?
Go to like Walmart and be like, yeah, can you just ship it to my room?
But I don't want to pay shipping costs.
That's true. I guess it's called Amazon.
Yeah. Hello, Bruce. You know, we're in 2016, right?
Crikeys.
So yeah, that to me is worth it all on its own. Staying on property, you have that luxury of buying things, having them brought to your room, charging to your room. If you're out and you know, happen to see something you love, you can charge it to your room account. I know that I've gotten many, many souvenirs. It could get a little crazy, I guess, because you have to budget out. It's so easy to forget what you buy. Like I remember one time we were down there and I brought a healthy budget for souvenirs because I just wanted a lot of souvenirs this particular vacation. And when we were down, I remember the last day I was going through our stuff to bring onto the airplane. And I was saying, oh my gosh, I don't remember when I bought. Oh, I bought this. I bought that.
Yeah, and our suitcase was like 4 pounds over the weight limit.
You do forget. Yeah, because it's so easy to like forget it. It's just shipped to your room. You kind of forget about it. But anyway, to me, that's really, really a great feature that staying on property allows you to do. One of the things I want to talk about real quick that is a reason, I guess, but I'm not exactly sure I really get too thrilled about it. I wonder our listeners how they feel about it. I would love to hear it either on Twitter or Facebook or wherever you want to send us a message. Extra magic hours. How do you feel about that? I feel like...
Me?
Yeah. Well, our listeners too. I want to know. I feel like they can answer me right now, but
hold
they're
on a
not.
Sec.
They're listening.
I like the extra magic hours. I like them at night more than the morning. We haven't too many times utilized the morning time ones. I don't know. I'm not a huge wake up, you know, and run to the park at right when they open because I know we're going to be there all day.
Yeah, you like the nighttime, and I do too.
Yeah, I like the – it feels like there's more hustle and bustle during the day, and as, like, dinner time approaches in the evening, it tends to calm down, and that's kind of, like, our favorite time is just kind of – like, we love just strolling around the park after it closes and just, like, wait till they kick us out and just kind of walking around.
So, the thing with the extra magic, though, is
you didn't
that...
even respond to what I said. You just kind of went up to the next thing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm cutting you off now. It's a bonus, for sure. But the thing that kind of bums me out about it is that it's a bonus to a lot of resorts. And so, everybody has this bonus. There's a lot of Disney resorts, some of which... have, you know, 3,000 rooms. So think of how many guests have this added benefit. Not to mention the Disney hotels that are in the Disney gate and they're technically on property, like the Hilton, those resorts right there. So they have this extra magic hour. And I find that through experience, the park itself is a lot busier during the extra magic hour days. So for me, I tend to like the lower crowd levels. So this bonus doesn't really feel like a bonus to me because, like Bruce said, we're not really early morning people that rush to the park first in the morning, so we don't really love that. But I will say it is cool when they extend it at night because the park tends to thin out in the evening anyway. So then when this happens with the extra magic, it does feel a lot less crowded. The only difference is that if you're like us and we don't like to park hop, you tend to be in the busier park day, you know, park for the day just to have that extra few hours. It doesn't really make a lot of sense for me unless you're going to park hop. But again, that's something we don't love to do. So if you consider that as a bonus, it definitely would be something that adds to staying on property, which you don't get when you stay off property.
Yeah, I just like the nighttime extra magic hours because it's nighttime.
But again, like, yeah, like I said, it's busier during the day. It's just an all, you know. But anyway.
It does seem more crowded, though, during the extra magic. When the days of the parks have extra magic hours, I don't know, maybe it's in our head, but it does feel more crowded.
For sure, it feels a lot more crowded. And we've done this many times in different types of parks, you know, all the ones that offer extra. And it seems sometimes we forget. So, like, if you book your fast passes and we forget, you know, we don't look to see what park does what that day. You know, it's kind of a bummer. Sometimes I'll even switch it. So if I see that they have extra magic hours for that day, I'll switch that park. Like, I'll switch the day.
Yeah, because they don't always announce them way in advance.
Right. So you kind of have to kind of – that's the thing with these parks is that you can have a planner do, you know, the details for you as far as, like, when you're going, blah, blah, blah. But there's really – you know, they don't announce it way ahead of time of, like, when the Disney park announces extra magic hours, special events even. So you really have to remember to check back into the website to do your own homework. And to be quite honest, I feel like that's half the fun. Like, you know, it's 8
o'clock
at night.
Some people don't like that.
I don't know. I think it's cool. Like, you're going to check. What are you doing over there? I got to check our extra magic times. And
I guess that's fun. Yeah, you like that, though. Like, you like that stuff.
I don't know. To me, it's cool. Like, I think it's the planning is half the fun because it's like the excitement leading up to it, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's like it's like when we drive to Florida. You know, driving down is awesome and driving back is horrible, but it's the same drive.
Right.
It's just like you're going home and back to work and back to school, and the drive down there is the anticipation is so the anticipation of your Disney vacation, like the countdown of days and months before your trip is just as fun as being there. Well, maybe not just as fun, but
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean.
Yeah.
So want to talk about the next perk, which is
no.
You're done?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, let's talk about it.
The magical.
I'm done.
You're done?
Magical Express?
Yeah.
All right. It's kind of like our drive down to Florida. The drive from the airport to the hotel is great, and the drive from the hotel to the airport is not.
The Magical Express, like, I have friends that will, to save money, they stay off resort, but they will stay on property for the first, like, 2 or 3 days just to be able to capture the Magical Express, because to them, it's everything. Being able to board right when the, you know, usually, like, not too much longer after your flight lands, the Magical Express is waiting for you.
This is my kind of Disney bus.
It's Bruce's Disney bus for sure. We get so excited. Although it's not your kind of bus on the way home.
That's just because we're going home.
Yeah, you're looking at it going, that darn bus is here.
It's a nicer bus than the, not a nicer, but
it's a,
this is
it's
the
a
only
luxury
bus in Disney that I want to be on.
It's a luxury bus. It's just so exciting to see the bus waiting for you. And it's like the magic starts right from that moment you see it. Like you get, kids get excited. I'm like trampling over the kids trying to get on the bus again with that competitiveness, which
buckle
awesome.
First too.
Yeah, buckle first. What I love is that you don't have to worry about your bags, your luggage. I know that there's a few people out there that have had some unfortunate experience with that long delay in getting their luggage, which stinks. But I do highly recommend on my packing list, it says to make sure you bring, at least I hope it's on there because this is like my core philosophy of when I'm packing. Make sure on your carry-on bag for your airplane, you pack essentials for that day and night. So say your flight lands at 9 a.m. You want to make sure you have your bathing suit, you know, a change of clothes, maybe even PJs in there, you know, light stuff that you can pack and bring on the plane so that you can just go running, hit the ground running. And
or you can just do what I do and just wear your bathing suit on the plane.
Hey, I'm not going to judge you at all. Hawaiian shirt and bathing suit on the plane, go for it.
February in Boston, I still do that.
Hey, you know what? It's fine by me.
Yeah.
You could wear your Disney ears, top it off. Do you even have any?
I ain't pushing it.
Okay. So anyway, this is something that you have to stay on resort property to have. And again, it's Orlando is a very, very high tourist location destination. So you can find other means of transportation to your hotel, but there's nothing like the Disney Magical Express. You know, it's so convenient. It's there for you. It's so exciting to see the blue van bus pull up. I will say there was one time where we had to get on the yellow one. It was what was it called? I forget
mouse,
the name.
Mouse something?
Yeah, it wasn't. It didn't have the Disney Magical Express logo on it or whatever. I was kind of bummed about that.
Yeah, it wasn't. It felt like you were getting on. No, it was still a nice bus inside.
No. It was gorgeous and it was clean and the bus drivers, of course, are amazing, and the whole experience, they're so
helpful.
I like
that you don't have to get your luggage, too.
I just think that just helps with the whole experience of, like, starting your vacation. Like, you're starting your vacation. You don't have to worry. I feel like the stress of it all. Like, you know, you're going to Disney, you know, a lot of times, obviously, with kids, and, you know, sometimes you put yourself last, and I feel like this whole any little bonus that makes you feel like you can relax a little bit is huge, because then you come back and you're actually missing that Disney experience rather than, you know, telling all your friends how you'll never go back, you know, because you didn't utilize all these things that they will offer to you and you just have to know how
and
to
listen
them.
To this podcast.
Yeah.
But if you're listening to this podcast right now, you already see know that.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, if you just found this one, go back and listen to all the ones we've done. This is episode 53. We've done a lot of them so far, so go back and check out the other ones.
So another one, Brucey, I know you do so much.
Why call me Brucey this episode all the time?
I don't know, but I think that it's going to be my new name.
Great.
For you. So I just wanted to, what is it, Rob out there that always puts stuff on Facebook now, he can call you Brucey.
Awesome.
is the benefit of being able to book FastPass Plus way ahead of time, even though you are able to book your fast pass reservations if you're not staying on property, but the amount of days that you can do this beforehand is limited. So for Disney on property guests, the fast pass plus reservation for your entire trip is 60 days out, which is huge because the benefit is you can pick your times, and especially for like the high, you know, profile attractions that, you know.
Yeah, the major ones like the Toy Story or Soarin' or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. So you can choose your times and coordinate your day a little bit better than when you're not staying on property. It's 30 days out, one day at a time for each day. So it's definitely, you are still able, like we were able to book fast passes, no problem. But I remember a lot of the times that I wanted, you know, it was like later in the evening, or yeah, it wasn't like prime time, you know, fast pass times that I would have loved to have.
And you really want to book your fast pass. I love the fast pass because you can book your kind of day and not have to rush. Like, we very much don't like to rush around the parks, go from ride to ride. And the fast pass lets you know that, like, all right, at least three attractions you can get on today at certain times, and you're not going to wait too long.
Exactly. So that to me is really worth it. Again, with fast pass, it's like Bruce said, like, we don't like to rush. We haven't booked, but, you know, it's not, what is it? It's not concrete. You know what I mean?
Right.
I try not to make it so regimented that we kind of lose our minds while down there.
Yeah, we'll miss a fast pass. We've missed them before just because we were doing something
not
else.
Big
and, you
deal.
Know, yeah.
Change the time or whatever.
And we've also run out of eating to go on the fast pass because it was Tower of Terror. So we've done both.
I'm literally in the ABC commissary wolfing down my favorite salad. It's this Asian chicken salad. Highly recommended. I don't know what makes the salad so refreshing and good.
90-degree weather outside.
It's just so delicious to me. Yeah. It's this big bowl, and it doesn't look all that big when you get it, but there's tons in there. They pack it down. It's crispy. The lettuce is fresh. Anyway, I'm, like, trying to enjoy myself, and Bruce is, like, staring at me. And he's usually really relaxed when it comes to the whole experience because he is well aware of the fact that in the previous years, he lacks patience, and he was rushing from A to B, which made the experience not that great. So now, you know, he's aware that, but like, we had this prime.
Well, I wanted to get on the Tower of Terror, and it was like, yeah, it was like we had 10 minutes left. And if anybody knows Hollywood Studios, you know that the ABC commissary is not exactly right next to the Tower of Terror.
No.
And it was a crowded day, so 10 minutes isn't a long time to get over there.
I think it was just all in all, like, the Tower of Terror the whole day was really busy.
Yeah, and not only that, but our daughter went on it for like the first time in 10
yeah,
years. So I was excited to get her bound again for the second time in the day.
That was when she decided that she was good with it.
Yeah.
She was like, I'll do it. And meanwhile, I was hoping she'd say no because I was so petrified of it. Fast Pass Plus is a plus. And the other thing I wanted to mention that many people don't know about, which is a benefit of staying on property, is the fact that you are able to drive and park your car, your rental car, for free in the theme park. So if you are not staying at a resort, you have to pay the fee each time you go to, well, not each time, each day you go to a theme park. So and it adds up, you know. So if you go to four parks that trip, it, you know, 4 days, it does add up to, you know, pretty hefty expense just to park. So for me, I always think about that. And Bruce had mentioned before, remember when you had talked about staying off property, and we, I'm not going to name the hotel, but we booked the hotel.
Why not? It was the Hilton.
I didn't read the fine print.
No, I'm just kidding. It was the Hilton though. But yeah, but they had us pay for parking in addition to paying for the hotel. So you think, hey, you're staying off property.
It was,
you
know, beyond the taxes and stuff.
Yeah. You rent a car, and then it was like $10 or $15 a day for parking. So you had to pay for parking at your hotel, and then you had to pay to parking at the park.
Yeah, we were
really, being like $30 a day for the car, which is, now everybody's going to make fun of me because the rental car wasn't such a good idea then.
I have to laugh so hard because I'll never forget that vacation. It was just like, I feel like everywhere you turn, they were like, we wanted your money.
Not only was it expensive to park the car, but it was like a pain to get the car in and out of the parking lot because you had to have a ticket, and then if you didn't have your ticket, they had to, like, call the hotel to make sure that your room was there because it was a separate company. And it was like, I wanted to go get a coffee in the morning, and I would have to sit there for 15 minutes because I would always forget the little ticket. It wasn't even, like, your room key. It was, like, another separate ticket.
And I remember at one point you looked at the person like, you don't know who I am already. Like, I've been here. It's the same person.
Like, we literally had this conversation 20 minutes ago. Hey, just let me in. Like,
please.
It wasn't like I just pulled up. Like, I literally talked to you for 10 minutes half an hour ago.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, so that, you know, it adds up. It's something that maybe, you know, when you're booking your off-property resort, you could look in the fine print a little better, because I clearly didn't. So that's something that, to me, is important to remember, and it's an important feature that staying on property offers. And, you know, it might not sound like a big a deal while you're booking, but when you're down there, it definitely, every little dollar adds up and counts when in this case. And of course, there is that free Disney transportation that they do offer you as well when you're staying on property. I'm going to go buy that one really quickly before Bruce has any time to comment.
No comment.
But I will say, staying on property for me is, if I have a choice between staying off and staying on is without a doubt. But remember to keep an eye out if it's costs that, you know, prevent you from staying on property. Keep a lookout for those specials and those deals and the discounts. Go on to the Disney World website, register yourself as a user, you know, log in, follow them on Facebook as well, because they do offer some, the free dining, and sometimes 25% off hotel rate, room rates. So that could definitely help you as far as saving on costs when considering either or. So just wanted to mention that really quickly.
Cool. Question of the show.
Me?
Yeah. I'm going to ask the audience a question to answer on Facebook, or you can shoot us an email with your answer. What are your top benefits of staying on property? Give us one. That's it.
And
now the show's over. No. Follow us on Facebook, or you can head out to the website, unlockingthemagic.com. Follow us on Facebook. We'll post a new episode there once a week when we do them. Also,
why are you laughing?
I don't know. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. I had a hard time saying that today.
You certainly did.
If you haven't yet, give us a review on iTunes. That'd be awesome. A rating and review would really help us grow the show. We do have some exciting shows coming up. We're going to have some interviews, because we've done 53 shows already. We've never interviewed anybody.
I know. We're digging our heels in deep, guys. So yeah. Stay tuned. The best is yet to come.
We want to hear your stories too. Email us info@unlockingthemagic.com. Let us know about your recent trips or any news that you've seen when you're down there, or send us some photos or anything good that you think we should hear or see and post. And we'll share it on our social networks too.
Alrighty. Thank you so much, everybody.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.